Good morning. My guest this morning is Jason Perdue from the Sebastopol Center for the Arts, or more correctly, from the 7th Annual Sebastopol Documentary Film Festival. Good morning, Jason.
Hi, good morning. Thank you for having me.
Well, the festival begins on Thursday the 27th and goes through Sunday the 30th. I'm sure we could talk for a half hour. Why don't you just give us some highlights, just sort of wave a carrot to the radio audience?
Well, I think opening night is really going to be the kickoff to our biggest and most ambitious festival ever, with over 100 filmmakers and guests in town.
Wow.
And most of them will be there on opening night.
Uh-huh.
So that film is a film called Maiden Trip, which is about a 14-year-old Dutch girl who decides she wants to sail around the world by herself, and the trials and tribulations that she goes through to get to do that, and then her trip around the world, which is just unbelievable.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. How did it get photographed? Did she do all the photography?
So on the boat itself, she did do all the photography. A lot of cameras that were placed around the boat, but also she shot a lot of footage herself. She was completely by herself. And then when she would land in different ports, I think the filmmaker would come in and do interviews and catch up with her and things like that. And then and obviously the director put the whole thing together.
What about another particular favorite of yours, let's say?
On Friday night, we have a film that we're actually not releasing the title of. We're calling it our exclusive surprise film, and it's actually a sneak preview of a documentary that has its North American premiere scheduled for later in the year.
Uh-huh.
But they're giving us a chance to show it exclusively this one time to our audience, and we're kind of really excited about that. It's really an interesting documentary about love and filmmaking, and it really challenges kind of what you think a documentary can be in a
right.
really interesting way.
I noticed an Orson Welles film.
Yeah. So we're one of the programs that we specially curated and spent the entire year really putting together is called our hybrid documentary program.
Hybrid documentary. That's
yeah.
great.
Yeah, partially funded by this community foundation, Sonoma County. And this whole program is about films that really play with the idea of strict genre lines between fiction and nonfiction films, and really pretty much disregard those lines and use all types of cinematic tools to get their point across
uh-huh.
and to tell their stories. And one of the original classic, what we're calling cult docs of that style is Orson Welles' classic film, and his final film was called F for Fake. And it's a film that ostensibly is about an art forger and how he represents himself in the world and his art, but also gets into all of the trickery and all of the lies and deceits that go on in all kinds of filmmaking. And we found that by showing these kinds of films, you really put the spotlight on all documentaries and the kind of artifice of all of the construction
uh-huh.
of film. And so it's really an interesting way to look at documentaries.
Oh, that sounds great.
Yeah.
You are operating in 3 venues, 6 screens. Is that right?
Yep. Most screens we've ever had. So we're really looking forward to it. We're going to be at the Rialto
right.
with the 3 screens there, and the Sebastopol Center for the Arts and our brand new screening facility there, and a second screen. And then we're going to be back at Main Stage West after missing last year. So we're really looking forward to having all these screens going at the same time.
Well, I hope you have suggestions for people. I mean, obviously no one can see them all.
No, yeah, we kind of pride ourselves on that a little bit. Every film only shows one time. A few of the short films play multiple times, but the features only play one time. So you have to make hard choices.
Uh-huh.
And that just comes down to, you can go to the website, see all the trailers. There's reviews written on a lot of the films. Many of them have won awards at other festivals, and find a program that fits you. We also believe that you could pull them out of a hat and have a great festival too, because we truly are that confident in all the films that we've chosen.
Both of those, I think, Jason, are great ideas. And thank you very much for coming in and warning us, really, that the festival is upon us and people have to make their choices, get their tickets, and be ready. So once again, the festival starts on March 27th, goes through March 30th at the Sebastopol Center for the Arts, Rialto Cinemas, and Main Stage West. For information, the number to call is 829-4797, online, sebastopolfilmfestival.org. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.